appeals to everyone's interests. In the 1980s, negotiators developed a win-win approach to improve upon the traditional zero-sum model. However, some negotiators using this method feel hesitant to push too hard for their own benefit in a deal. This discomfort arises from a misunderstanding of the concept. A mutually beneficial agreement doesn't have to mean equal benefits for everyone involved. In negotiations, aim to increase the overall value of the deal rather than just your own share. By expanding the pie, everyone can benefit more, and you can secure a larger portion without causing harm or guilt. This approach helps you win in negotiations while maintaining strong business relationships. Arrive ready, be well prepared. Effective negotiation requires thorough preparation. This involves determining your best alternative to a negotiated agreement, BATNA, with your team. Only accept a deal if it surpasses your BATNA. It's also crucial to identify and prioritize your interests beyond just the price, such as payment schedules or credit terms, as these factors greatly influence the attractiveness of a deal. Before negotiating, it's crucial to consider the perspective of the other party. Assess their best alternative to a negotiated agreement, BATNA, and their interests. Develop proposals that not only surpass their BATNA, but also go well beyond what we initially desire. Understand your firm's goals for this negotiation and determine the scope of your authority to make commitments on behalf of your company. Compile this information into a preparation worksheet to guide your strategy. Add value effectively in fewer words. When you and the other party start discussing, you each lay out your initial demands. However, talks can hit a snag if both sides refuse to budge from these starting points. The key is to find common ground in the trading zone, the middle area between your positions. Here, you can explore solutions that benefit everyone involved. To start, let's reframe what the other side is asking for. Sometimes, they might not fully know what they really want. By asking the right questions, we can find out what matters most to them. For instance, we could ask if they prefer having our most experienced team member working on their project, even if it costs a bit more. Their answer will tell us whether they prioritize cost or expertise. Adapt to the unexpected. A skilled negotiator excels at thinking on their feet. They are attentive, flexible, and quick to adapt when negotiations don't go as planned. Being able to improvise means being ready to suggest new ideas or directions when talks hit a roadblock. For example, if discussions stall on numbers, steer the conversation in a fresh direction by proposing a different partnership style or a unique pricing model. The key is to use surprises to your advantage and keep negotiations dynamic and productive. To negotiate effectively, it's crucial to shift your perspective from viewing the other party as adversaries to seeing them as representatives of their team, acting as conduits to key decision makers. Equip your team with a compelling message to present your proposals. By treating negotiations as a collaborative effort and focusing on value creation, you increase the likelihood of achieving a favorable outcome. If your side can secure more value than your best alternative to a negotiated agreement, BATNA, you can legitimately claim a win, turning negotiations into a mutually beneficial process. Overcome obstacles on the road efficiently. Negotiating can be tough when the other side acts illogically, sticks stubbornly to their position, or isn't honest. Sometimes, you just can't seem to connect with them. Sometimes, your negotiating partners might seem irrational because you don't know their side of the story. They could be dealing with new company rules or feeling pressure to impress their bosses. To make progress, try to find out what's bothering them. Try agreeing to some of their requests and see if that helps move the conversation forward. Understanding their perspective can make a big difference in negotiations. When negotiating, If someone takes an extreme or unreasonable stance, don't get too caught up in their demands. Focus on what each side really wants. Make your own limits clear. Sometimes, people act this way just to test you. They might back down once you clearly show where you draw the line. If your partners consistently reject fair offers without reason, you might need to walk away. For example, if someone lies during negotiations, don't hesitate to call it out. After pointing out the lie, try to understand why they lied. This will help you figure out if they're trying to deceive you or if they simply didn't know better. Transformers and intermediaries in a nutshell. When facing tough challenges, it's wise to seek assistance. If you're dealing with complex topics or need more time, consider hiring an expert agent who can provide guidance or act on your behalf, especially in difficult or remote negotiations. Bringing in a neutral mediator or facilitator can also help keep discussions on track and diffuse tensions, with facilitators managing time and providing progress updates, while mediators intervene during disputes or impasses to find resolutions. A lasting pact. Craft agreements that can adapt to unexpected events, like market downturns or partner disputes, using contingency agreements. These agreements anticipate various scenarios and specify actions to take if they occur, serving as a sort of safety net by outlining consequences for non-compliance and incentivizing commitment from all parties involved. Include clauses in the contract that outline how to resolve conflicts without going to court. Also, prevent disputes by having follow-up meetings to check on progress and make adjustments if needed. This helps ensure everyone does what they agree to do. Manage negotiations in unique situations effectively. Negotiating isn't a one-size-fits-all skill. You need different strategies and tactics for different situations. Dealing with hostile negotiators. In situations where a company's actions clash with public interests, conflict can arise. For example, a company might plan to build a new factory, but residents worry about its environmental impact. The company says the impact will be minimal, while residents have experts who disagree. To resolve such disputes, both sides can agree on a neutral team of experts to investigate together. This joint effort can help everyone understand the facts and reach a fair conclusion. The 900-pound gorilla. When negotiating with someone more powerful, aim for a smart solution. Instead of just accepting their demands, propose something that benefits both sides even more. Appeal to their sense of fairness. Also, consider teaming up with others strategically to strengthen your position. These tactics can help level the playing field in negotiations. Complex negotiations involving multiple parties. Hiring a professional facilitator or mediator is a smart move in complex situations where one party trying to lead can feel like a power struggle. A neutral facilitator can guide everyone involved to find common ground and reach agreements, even when it seems difficult. To succeed in such environments, consider forming alliances with others to increase your influence and achieve better outcomes together. Engage key allies strategically. To succeed in negotiations, focus on creating mutual benefits without harming relationships in the long run. Take time to understand your partner's needs and desires. Instead of just aiming for a larger share, concentrate on generating overall value. It's okay to let go of immediate gains if it means securing greater returns over time. Building personal connections with the other negotiators fosters trust and cooperation. Manage a distributed workforce effectively. In a decentralized organization, successful negotiation relies on accessible information and timely communication among its dispersed workforce. This is crucial because different branches may hold valuable knowledge for negotiations, and involving multiple branches requires everyone to be well informed. Additionally, all employees must promptly discuss unforeseen developments to stay prepared for organizational changes or challenges. Facilitate internal discussions. To solve conflicts within your organization, follow a clear three-step process. First, figure out where the disagreements are coming from with the help of an outside consultant. Second, bring everyone together in meetings where each group talks about their needs and comes up with options that satisfy everyone. Third, aim to make decisions that everyone can agree on, rather than just relying on who has the most votes. Going with a majority vote can shut down creative thinking and leave some people feeling bitter. Instead, focus on reaching a decision that everyone can support. In these negotiations, each person should suggest solutions that benefit everyone involved. The goal is to find a solution that everyone can get behind. Cultural conflict. In today's global economy, negotiating with people from diverse cultures is typical. It's best to adapt your strategies to their cultural preferences rather than trying to change them. To improve communication and understanding, research your counterpart's background and be attentive during discussions. Hiring an advisor from the other party's culture can also facilitate successful negotiations and strengthen cross-cultural relationships. Lead the way with a clear, concise statement. Effective company leaders empower negotiators by refining their skills. A facilitative leadership style is key here. Unlike a top-down approach where orders are given, facilitative leaders support negotiators' sense of responsibility and self-direction. They collaborate with their teams to define organizational processes, providing resources and flexibility for decision-making. This approach encourages a more engaged and capable negotiation team. Leaders should establish procedures to evaluate the negotiating team's performance and boost its skills. This involves assessing how well the team negotiates and finding ways to make them better at it. 1. Evaluation. Evaluate your team based on their preparation, listening skills, ability to add value, relationship building, and adaptability to changing circumstances. Also, observe how they followed up after negotiations to ensure smooth implementation. 2. Training. Enhance your team's negotiation skills through various training methods, whether it's informal coaching within your organization or formal programs offered by universities or consultants. These courses cover essential theories and techniques applicable to different situations. Consider standardized training courses that teach fundamental concepts and allow for simulated practice scenarios. Provide ongoing individual coaching and feedback to reinforce learning. Utilize experienced negotiators within your team as mentors or establish a dedicated support department to assist negotiators in preparation, provide guidance during negotiations, and conduct post-negotiation reviews to enhance performance. 3. Communication. To boost improvement, share the outcomes of our company's negotiations with the staff. Consider creating an internal newsletter that examines a recent negotiation, highlighting its successes and areas for improvement. This kind of communication shows employees that we carefully follow negotiation results and value key negotiating principles. When senior executives participate in this analysis, it emphasizes our commitment to coaching and development. Success benefits everyone. When you increase benefits for everyone involved, you allow the other party to confidently claim victory from their perspective. Consequently, this positions you to rightfully claim the largest portion of the rewards for your own side, resulting in a successful outcome for all parties involved. Key points. 1. Prepare thoroughly by understanding interests beyond price and assessing the other party's perspective. 2. Aim to expand the value of the deal to benefit everyone, not just yourself. 3. Adapt to unexpected situations by staying flexible and seeking common ground. 4. Seek assistance from experts or mediators to handle complex negotiations effectively. 5. Craft agreements with contingency plans to manage unexpected events and ensure compliance. 6. Customize negotiation strategies for different scenarios like dealing with hostility or multi-party situations. 7. Empower negotiation teams through facilitative leadership, training, and continuous evaluation.